heartache never sleeps. Like a ghost that haunts me down at the end of my bed. Your memory, it taunts me and it won't stay out of my head till you come back. It ain't never gonna leave. So I might as well get out of this bed and put the coffee on. Girl, you know I'm not alone at the breaking of the dawn, just like me. This heart ain't never seen. From the moment you walked away, well, I ain't got no rest. It won't let me be. This heart ain't never seen. It won't let me be. This heart ain't never sleeps. Won't let me be. Won't let me be. This heart ain't never sleeps.
There's Mark Chestnut. This heartache never sleeps. It peaked at number 17, down to number 19 this week, 1999.
For years, nothing's been hotter than those cuddly little animals with cute little names. But abruptly this week, the makers of Beanie Babies, Tie Incorporated, announced over the internet that it's over. Shop owner Joe Diamond had to post the news.
Beanie Babies are dead. It's over at December 31st.
No more Quackers the Duck or Pinky the Flamingo. The company says every last one will be retired.
That's why I'm here now, bye.
The news caused a frenzy in the beanie world, especially among the adult collectors. Leonard Tannenbaum's Beanie Nation website was overwhelmed with mournful messages like, "The end is coming."
To them, this is really affecting their life more than most things that you guys have on the news.
They're the same avid collectors who've bid the price for Peanut the Elephant up to $5,000.
Where would you rather have, a new car or Peanut the Elephant?
In truth, the fad was starting to fade. Store owners say Pokemon is the hot toy now. So after one final frenzy of buying, collectors will have to go cold turkey. And by the turn of the century, Beanie Babies will become has-beens. Anthony Mason, CBS News, New York.
Beanie Babies were everywhere in 99, and I think they were a bigger hit with adults than kids. And many were suspicious that this year-end retirement was a gimmick. And indeed, the Tide Company would restart production in 2000 because there was overwhelming customer demand. Well, on the Country Countdown this week in 99, the record that was 18th most in demand was A Night to Remember by Joe Diffie.
Been one tough week, I'm dead on my feet. But I've made plans for tonight. When I'm feeling blue, know just what to do and how to make it right. Seems like I've needed this forever. Gonna have myself a night to remember. Door, spread your pictures on the floor. Blow the dust off of our past. Let it all come flooding back. Cause it ain't easy being strong. And when I can't forget you're gone, I just surrender and have myself a night.
'Cause a woman like you is so hard to lose. You just don't want it to end. I know this can't go on forever, so tonight I'll have a night to remember. Dim the lights, lock the door, spread your pictures on the floor. Blow the dust off of our past, let it all come flooding back. 'Cause it ain't easy being strong, and when I can't forget you're gone, I just surrender.
Joe Diffie, A Night to Remember, song number 18 this week in 1999. Now, that was moving off the survey. It had topped out at number 6 and was just his second top 10 single over the previous 3.5 years. But the album of the same name would produce another top 10 record in 2000. It's Always Something.
My brother is stubborn.
I'm not.
Won't try anything.
Not true.
Broccoli.
Too green.
Karaoke.
Too hokey.
Then I said try 10-10-3-2-1.
Too new.
Saves cash on every call in the U.S.
Too... Every call?
Quick or long.
How much?
50% off calls over 20 minutes.
Half price?
Great international rates, too.
I can call Paris?
Oui, monsieur.
Right now?
Don't have to switch phone companies.
Right here?
Just dial 10-10-321, then the number as usual.
This is easy. Why didn't I try this sooner? Don't push your luck.
Stubborn.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
I'm calling long distance with one of those 1010 numbers. Makes you crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's not.
It'll make you nuts. But with the new AT&T One Rate 7-Cent plan, calls are just 7 cents a minute.
Yeah, but you can only call at certain times, right?
7 cents a minute all day, every day.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week? That's simple.
Yes, it is.
So I don't have to use those 1010 numbers ever again?
No, you don't.
You remember the long distance phone battles? Services like 1010-321, which was from Telecom USA, now a part of Verizon. Well, by dialing that, you could bypass your primary long-distance carrier for another one which was probably cheaper. Of course, the big carriers countered with their own deals and no extra numbers to dial, and they all had celebrity spokesmen, like Paul Reiser for AT&T and John Lithgow for 1010-321. Well, we're going to dial up song number 17 this week, 25 years ago, and on the other end is Steve Wariner. I'm already taken.
My little third grade hand wrote I love you on a note of yellow paper and sent it to the front of the row to a little blonde-haired girl. The blonde-haired girl just opened it and read it to herself. I was so embarrassed when she turned around and said, I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love somebody else, so you'll just have to wait. The years flew by so quickly. There we were in junior high. I realized that I still loved her so. So I called her up and told her exactly how I felt. Then she said, there's something that you really ought to know. I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love somebody else, so you'll just have to wait. So wait, I did, and never changed my love. for that little blonde-haired girl who's now the mother of our little blonde-haired boy who's to our hearts so close. I hate to think how fast he's growing up. Last night I overheard them as she tucked him into bed. He said, "Mommy, will you marry me?" And this is what she said: "I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love your daddy, son, so you'll just have to wait. I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love your daddy, son, so you'll just have to wait."
I'm already taken. Steve Wariner first recorded that at the age of 23 in 1978. In fact, it was his debut single, and it peaked on the chart at number 63. But 21 years later, he got back in the studio, re-recorded it, and this time it would be a big hit. On this day, it was at number 17, heading up to number 3, as we're listening to the memories from September 1999 on Weekend in the Country.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentor featuring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Weekend in the country.
Today we've taken the calendar off the wall, you know, the one that allows us to time travel every week, and we flip the pages back 25 years to September of 1999. And we've got the biggest hits from that weekend as ranked by the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. And holding position number 16 was Mark Wills, She's in Love.
3rd of June, she said goodbye. I watched her walk into the night. The hardest thing I ever did was let her go. We swore as friends we'd stay in touch. Best of friends don't mean that much. When that phone call comes to tell you she's in love. She's in love. She's got that fire in her eyes.
She's in love.
How her smile lights up the sky. It's like she's walking on air. She's been set free. Still I can't believe
she's in love.
Strolling down a one-way street.
She's in love.
It's where her heart has wings. She's in love. Why can't it be me? Told everyone I'm doing fine. Learn to get on with my life. I just want what's best for her, so I lied. Found a note on my door last night. Said, I'll be your friend till the day I die. But you should know I found someone. Now she's in love. She's got that fire in her eyes.
She's in love.
Now her smile lights up the sky. It's like she's walking on air. She's been set free. Still I can't believe.
She's in love.
Strolling down a one-way street.
She's in love.
It's where her heart has wings. She's in love. Why can't it be me?
Blue Ridge, Georgia, 26-year-old Mark Wills. At number 16 this week in 1999, She's in Love. I was heading up to number 7 on the survey, his 6th top 10. Well, the guy at number 15 this week had a lot of top 10s, and that's an understatement. It's George Strait. What do you say to that?
You're like the warm sunshine. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? You're always in my dreams. I think you know what they mean. My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say? Same without you. Love was never really love without you. Here beside you is really where it's at. What do you say to that? I'll never leave. I'll always want you with me. Loving you won't ever be old hat. What do you say to that? Life could never be the same without you. Love. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say to that?
Hey, that's the first of two from King George that we have in the top 20 today. They're at number 15. What do you say to that? I was heading up the countdown to number 4. Well, turning on the TV here in September of 1999, Working Professionals were popular on CBS, Judging Amy, Family Law, and JAG. Their comedies, Raymond, Becker, and King of Queens, but they and the other networks had rather thin sitcom lineups after their biggies, NBC, Friends, Frasier, and Will and Grace. ABC had Drew Carey, Dharma and Greg, and Spin City, and Fox had Malcolm in the Middle. On the way out were soap operas like Party of Five and Dawson's Creek, news magazines were fading, and ABC's TGIF saw its run come to an end. But the network had the hottest program this season, and it was a game show.
From the four corners of the continent, we have flown them to New York City. People just like you, who called our phone number dreaming of instant riches. Will one of them seize this day, have the knowledge and the courage to change the course of their lives in one short evening? Starting tonight and every night for the next 2 weeks, join us from New York City as we play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire debuted on August 16th, 1999 with host Regis Philbin. It was on three nights a week, and it was the top three rated shows this season, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights. And the song rated number 14 on the countdown this week was by Lee Ann Womack. Now You Don't.
Better take a good look before I disappear, because I'm just about to be your used to be. You might catch a glimpse of my taillights in the dust, and if you notice something missing, well, it's me. 'Cause I tried and you lied, I cried and you stood by. I'm not Yeah, that might be me, but I'll be gone. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me.
Now you see me, now you don't. Leanne Womack. The third release from her album, Some Things I Know. The previous two singles made it to number two, a little past Little Rock, and I'll Think of a Reason Later. And this weekend in 1999, Now You Don't was at number 14, two positions away from its high.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Karis, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
That it is, and I'm Craig Orndorff, playing the records for you this weekend from coast to coast, border to border, and a little bit beyond for some locales. Well, our time locale this weekend is September of 1999. Well, we're up to number 13 on the chart, and as promised, here's our second visit with George Strait. Write this down.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Yourself, I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down,
take. Write this down. I'll sign it at the bottom of the page. I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel, find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Write this down. George Strait at number 13 this week in 1999. That was moving off the survey after becoming his 35th number one single. And it also went platinum, selling a million copies. Well, here in September of 99, Bill Clinton was the president of the United States. I should say still president, because he survived an impeachment trial back in January. Now, you know all the grief that comes with being president. It's still a pretty cool job. For example, this week, Clinton welcomed the NBA champion San Antonio Spurs. And this weekend, he was in New Zealand on a trade mission. Well, there's other work, too. The president this week urged Congress to vote on his health care package. There were 8 issues on his health care list. Now, the Republicans controlled Congress, and they said they were open to parts of the plan, like strengthening Medicare and HMO reform. But in return, the GOP wants the president to approve their tax cuts. And for this weekend's radio address, the president talked about making schools safer.
We know the best solutions to the problem of youth violence come when everyone at the local level works together. Students, parents, teachers, police officers, local judges, counselors, religious and community leaders. That's why I asked the Departments of Education, Justice, and Health and Human Services to develop the Safe Schools, Healthy Schools initiative to help communities coordinate their efforts to identify troubled young people, prevent them from acting violently, and respond when violence does occur.
The president also asked Congress for more gun safety measures after a number of school shootings over the previous 2 years. A little bit of politics from here in the late summer of 1999. We're back to the countdown now. Up to number 12, here's Trisha Yearwood. I'll Still Love You More.
Ask me how much you mean to me, and I wouldn't even know where to start. Ask if this love runs deep. You won't find a deeper love in any heart. You could say you couldn't live one day without me. You could say all of your thoughts are about me. You could think no other love could be as strong, but you'd be wrong. You'd be
I do for you, and I'll tell you I would do anything. Ask if this heart beats true for you, and I'll show you a truer heart could never be.
Trisha Yearwood, I'll Still Love You More. Song number 12 on this day, 1999. That would move up two more spots to just make the top 10, her penultimate to reach that mark. And by the way, her final top 10 record would be the 2001 single, I Would Have Loved You Anyway. It's 25 years ago on this weekend in the country.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiri.fm/contest-terms.
This is Weekend in the Country.
It sure is. And today we've gone back to the second weekend of September in 1999. And right here in my hand is that week's Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart from Billboard magazine. And at number 11 on the countdown, the first of two female trios. This is Shadaisy and Little Goodbyes.
Turn on the light. Don't you be
Those are the Osborne sisters, who went by the name of Shadaisy, Kristen, Kelsey, and Cassidy Osborne from Magna, Utah. And that was their debut single, Little Goodbyes. A few weeks earlier, it topped out at number 3 on the chart, but this weekend in 99, it was down to number 11. Well, time now for a Weekend in the Country bonus record, a little further down the survey. And this man also had his debut single moving off the chart this weekend. It peaked at number 12 and was titled Who Needs Pictures. But his second release was moving up and headed to number 1. It's Brad Paisley. He didn't have to be.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around and run. I met the man I call my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then, all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to a family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Cause I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. I met the girl that's now my wife about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. And now here I stand surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we've gone from something's missing to family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Yeah, I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Cause he didn't have to be. You know he didn't have to be.
Twenty-six-year-old Brad Paisley of Glendale, West Virginia, was on the chart this week in 1999 at number 53 with He Didn't Have to Be, soon to become his first number one and make Brad Paisley a big-time country star. He co-wrote the tune with his best friend, Kelly Lovelace, and those two would collaborate on a bunch of other big singles like The World, Ticks, Start a Band, and Water. Lovelace also penned top 10 hits for other stars like Terry Clark, Jason Aldean, and Carrie Underwood. Well, that's going to take us to halftime. We'll pause for a few moments and then get right back to the hits from this week in 1999 on Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and bitter cold tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 30 below. Sunny and staying cold tomorrow, high near zero. Even colder Monday night and Tuesday. Lows 15 to 20 below, wind chill to 35 below. High five above. Currently, we're at 8.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Appreciate you being here today, and thanks for coming back for part two. Well, this weekend we've gone back to the end of the 90s, September of 1999, and we're listening to the most popular records of the day as declared by the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. And we're into the top 10 now, with five of those positions filled by ladies, including three of the top five. And checking in at number 10 was Martina McBride, I Love You.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you, can hardly breathe. And I'm in, so totally wrapped up, emotionally attracted, so physically acting, so recklessly I need you, so desperately sure.
Martina McBride, I Love You. Very heavy on the pop sound. That's because the song was written for the film Runaway Bride. And it was a hit on the Hot 100, peaking at number 24, but it didn't hurt it on the country chart either. It was heading up to number one for a five-week stay, Martina's fourth to headline the countdown. Well, the pop flavor continues with Alabama at number nine, with a song that was first recorded by NSYNC. And in fact, the boy band backed up Alabama on their version of God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
Can this be true? Tell me, can this be real? How can I pray?
My life was complete. I thought I was whole. Why do I feel like I'm losing control? I never thought that love could feel like this. Then you changed my world with just one kiss. How can it be? All that right here with me. There's an angel. It's a miracle. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you. A little more time.
I'm sure we did.
Yes, he did then.
In all of creation, all things great and small, you are the one that surpasses them all. More precious than any diamond or pearl. They broke the mold when you came in this world. And I'm trying hard to figure out just how I ever did without. All the warmth of your smile, the heart of a child is deep inside and leaves me purified. Your love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Your soul is like a secret that I never could keep. When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time.